Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Now there's a nice way to start things off. To the strains of the theme from the Old Gray Whistle Test. '71 to 1988, BBC Two out of the Shepherd's Bush Studios in London. The song's actually called The Stone Fox Run, by a band called Area Code 615. Anybody? Bueller? Nashville, very good. Hey there, kids. How the hell you doing? It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, 49 square miles surrounded by reality. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here, 202-456-1414. That's the White House if you want to drop them a line. Do keep in mind, and I found this out during the Bush administration, they have caller ID. And considering who's going to be parked in that building come January 20th, they want to consider changing numbers and making it unlisted. 717-344-7793. That is the number of the girl I went to my high school prom with, who to this day is not a happy camper in reference to yours truly. I don't know why. I put out three times. Twice with her. So the Cowboys beat my Ravens. Yeah, not too happy about that. Not too happy at all. Yeah, you know my theory on life. You know, the New York Yankees represent everything that's wrong with America, and the Cowboys, they represent what's wrong with the rest of the planet. Yeah, that still stands. Lots of NFL to talk about. And we have our expert coming up here, muy pronto, as they say. Well, I don't know if he's an expert or not, but he was the one dumb enough to answer the phone when he called him. The great Bruce Kessinger, right across the bay from where my ass is parked right this very moment in the People's Republic of Berkeley. We'll be chit-chatting with him. And later this hour, I have absolutely no idea what we're going to be doing, but I get paid very well to be that indifferent. 1-800-878-7529, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. You can either roll your R's or you cannot. And there's a lot of women on this planet that are happy that some of us can. And none of them ever dated me. Sports Overnight America.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Now seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
Hell yeah!
Bruce! His last great album. He did some okay albums after this, but his last great album, The River, 1980. And my opinion, one of the top five backup groups of all time, the E Street Band, right up there with Crazy Horse. The band, Robbie Robertson, Rick Danko et al., before they hit big on their own, they were a great backup group for Dylan and Ronnie Hawkins. Think who else I would put in there. Bruce Kessinger, he is our NFL expert, hence the Springsteen thing. It's a name thing. He joins us here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Who else would you put in there for a great backup group? I got Crazy Horse. I got the band. I got the E Street Band. I'm trying to think who else was a great. I guess you can make an argument for like the Eagles before they went out on their own playing with Linda Ronstadt. Can you make an argument for that, Bruce?
No, I'm going to go with Booker T and the MGs.
Oh, the MGs, the Memphis record. The Memphis group, of course, with Donald Duck Dunn, Steve Cropper, Matt Guitar Murphy. Oh, hell yeah. Jeez.
Yes, indeed.
Almost, and those guys were basically the Blues Brothers band. Donald Duck Dunn, Blue Lou Marini, Tommy Bones Malone. Yeah, I forgot. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot about it. You know who was a great backup group? They really didn't have a name. Was the guys who backed up Otis Redding, particularly at Monterey. They were a fantastic band.
That would be the Barquets, would it not?
You know what? I'm not sure about that. I know when the plane went down in Wisconsin, he was the only, the bass player was the only one who survived. And I can't remember.
That's the Barquets.
That was the Barquets, yeah. They were a fantastic backup group. Yeah, but yeah, the MG, I can't believe I forgot the MGs. I should be bitch slapped, but I Crazy Horse, the band, the E Street Band was a great backup group. I almost,
indeed.
Yeah. Do you think who else would be in that that same ilk? And I'm talking about guys who were, not people that, sat in, like, of course you put the people who sat in to do the Honey Drippers album. I mean, yeah, but they weren't really they don't count. I mean, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Paul Schaefer, Nile Rodgers. I mean, great, nice, good bunch of guys, knew what they were doing. I think it was,
But they didn't do it for any consistent period of time.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really make an argument for traffic because they were kind of an all-encompassing thing. So, even though they were fantastic.
Yeah, no. I mean,
You're right. You're thinking something that had a name after Neil Young and Crazy Horse. You know, Ronnie Hawkins and the band. You know, they were the Hawks then. Bob Dylan and the band. Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band. The Heartbreakers were, at best, marginal. I wouldn't go with them. But in any event, Bruce Scott Kessinger joins us here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. He is our NFL expert. I'm not really sure if expert, but he was dumb enough to answer the phone, so that's what we're going to go with. Hey, what were we talking about on the phone before we came on the air? I said we'll talk about it on the air, and I forgot already.
First off, by the way, I'm still a spurt, not an expert.
Okay.
So, let's see. What were we going to talk about? I think we were talking about me seeing. You were talking about English TV pop.
Oh yeah, we were talking.
I saw Top of the Pops once over here in the States.
Well, Top of the Pops, that guy. They found that Jimmy. What was his name? Whoever the guy with the creepy looking dude with the white hair. But they found out after he died, this guy was a serial child molester for his entire career.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
They removed his MBE and his knighthood. Oh, this guy was really, really bad. There was a great BBC documentary on it. But the old gray whistle test, of course, ran on BBC Two out of Shepherd's Bush, Annie Nightingale, Whisper, and Bob Harris. That was the show that was for serious people who like serious rock fans. You would see Captain Beefheart on there. You would see they didn't do just the Top of the Pops thing and the top 40 songs. I mean, you would see bands on there that Joni Mitchell was just doing her entire Blue album. Would be on there. Then they would do half hour interviews with people like Keith Moon
when I watched Top of the Pops. I had the dumb luck of actually the only time I saw it was the sensational Alex Harvey band doing a wonderful cover of Tom Jones' Delilah.
I saw the old gray whistle test. I was lucky when I was a kid, which by some accounts was maybe half an hour ago. I actually on Sunday nights coming out of I can't remember. I think it was WBUR in Boston, which is a PBS station. They would run on Sunday nights. They would run the Benny Hill Show. Then they would run Dave Allen. And then at midnight, they would run. Maybe like once a month, they would run an episode of the Old Gray Whistle Test. And that's how I found out about this show. Do you know where they got the name the Old Gray Whistle Test from?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you remember the Brill Building back in New York?
Yes,
the Tin Pan Alley,
Carole
King, Neil Diamond, Doc Pomus, Lieber and Stoller, some of the great songwriters of all time. They hung out there. These guys were the bottom of the totem pole at the time, or the feeding. What they would do is they would record these songs, and basically they didn't have the money to do as we do now. They have test audiences. Bring people in. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And what they would do is the maintenance crew and the janitors, that's who they used as a test audience. And they wore these uniforms, and their nickname everyone called them in the building, they called them the Old Grays because of the uniforms that the maintenance and the janitors wore. And if they would play these songs for them, and then people would follow them around without really being seen and listen to see if somebody was kind of like humming or whistling the tune that they heard earlier in the day. And if they did to a certain song, then that song would pass the Old Gray Whistle Test. That's where that comes from. See that?
Yeah.
I swear,
if I recall, whether you're going with that Old Gray in Britain, man, Britain supported the Confederacy. Didn't they run a few things there?
Oh, I don't. I think they were too busy trying to figure out how to make eggs that didn't taste like styrofoam. I think that was Hey, wait a minute. I'm British. Shut the hell up. I got a story.
Here on my mom's side.
I got a story to tell you. So, as we've learned from our studies, we'll get to football eventually. I'm not anxious because my Ravens lost to the Cowboys. I told you, I was banned for life from Texas Stadium. It was great. This is back before we moved to the Palace. But
so, that means you're in the Ring of Honor?
I should be. At least in Baltimore, I am. So, as we learned from our studies, during the gubernatorial campaign for Bill Lee, the spaceman, in the great state of Vermont for the Labor's Union Party, he had a campaign staff of one, and that was yours truly. His fellow co-conspirator, I've known Bill way too long, if you ask my mom. But I was in charge of putting up the Facebook page and taking care of media requests, blah, blah, blah. And after, he did all right. He got 3%. He would not take any donations, did not have a campaign staff, and he still yanked in 3% of the vote. That's pretty damn good. So,
yeah.
And he did. You know, the debates are classic. You got to go to YouTube and check out. He was invited to all the debates with the Republican and Democrat contenders. But anyway, so you know, I was getting all kinds of media requests. I was getting requests for like campaign posters, and our campaign posters basically was, you know, finger paints and spray paint and make your own, but make it fun. So I was getting a couple of requests here and there that were a little out there, and you have to be nice about it and everything. But I got one from a woman whose name I will not mention. Her first name is Kat. That's all I'm going to say. And evidently, back in when Bill was playing with the Red Sox in the early 70s, he was traveling through an American League town and was at a bar, as Bill was wont to do. And evidently, they had a little thing going. And he ended up, Bill was married at the time. I'm not going to, I think it was wife number one, Mary Lou. And they ended up having a little tryst for the better part of a couple of days, especially when he went to Minnesota and Chicago. He took her with her. And so she gets a hold of me and wants to know if I can get a hold of Bill and give her her number. I get a hold of Bill, and I said, does that ring a bell? He says, no, but I probably did it. so he has to find a way to he's trying to go through the memory banks right now. There are other things about it that if I brought it up, I don't know if the statute of limitations ran out on it. So I have to kind of be careful, if you know what I mean. So, so I'll tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll tell you more about that off the air.
And I guess he chose Vermont because it was halfway between the two cities that he played in.
Well, no, well, he opened up in Vermont. I want to say I might have a quote as to why he's in there. Wow, hold on, let me see if I can find this. I had a quote from Townsend. He asked, let's see, what's if I can find it here. But he said something along the lines, yeah, it's a halfway house between Boston and Montreal. So, I mean, and you know, hey, you know, you can't argue with that. His birthday is coming up, his 70th, and I'm going to be taking him down to Big Sur for his birthday. He's been to Big Sur, but he's never been to that restaurant in Nepenthe down on the Pacific Coast Highway, if you know
I
one.
Know the place.
That place is famous. Have you ever actually eaten there?
Yeah, but it's been so long ago, I don't remember where the...
Oh, if you ever get a chance, folks, the Big Sur is a town about the size, I mean, let's put it this way, it has one yellow page. But it's a former hippie commune, this place called Nepenthe, which is a Greek term that means place of no sorrow. And, I mean, it is absolutely to die for in there. Now, the food is absolutely fantastic. So if you ever get a chance to get into Big Sur, California, read the book of Confederate General in Big Sur, or go check out the Freedom Festival of Big Sur in 1970 with Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Joni Mitchell, and Joan Baez et al., amongst others. Go check that out, too, as well. See, I covered everything there.
Yes, now it may be football.
Well, I got to go to a break first. Can you hang through it?
Okay, right. I can.
All right. Favorite Beatle album, quick, off the top of your head.
Revolver.
Okay, that's cool. I'm a big Let It Be fan. I thought that was a very, very good, but a very underrated album. Quick.
Oh yeah, there's some good, real good tunes.
Oh yeah, but not. I mean, you could all. Two of Us is a great song. Two of Us. Real quick, favorite solo Beatle album.
The music on the Lennon ones were too boring. I would have to go with. Oh, I'm going to go with All Things
We Must Pass, and I have a 1A, which is Band on the Run, which I thought was a great album.
That's it for him. That's great.
Still the greatest selling album of all time, with a picture of James Coburn on the cover. Stick tight a second. The great Bruce Kessinger, he is our expert, so to speak, as far as football goes, and we will talk football once we get back. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
One of the coolest Bowie songs ever. A little TVC-15. Stands for Tender Virgin Child. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Joined once again by our NFL expert. Well, like I said, I don't know if he's an expert, but like I said, he knows more than I do, and he answered the phone when we called him, so that qualifies. The great Bruce Kessinger joins us once again. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, by the way, before we hit football, we were doing that backup band thing. You forgot about the Spiders from Mars.
Okay, good call there. Very good call. I forgot about those. They were, oh, yeah, damn. You see here?
Trevor Boulder, Mick Ronson.
Yeah, that's a good one. I forgot about them. Oh, by the way, here's a good one. I got one, another trivia question. Of course, I've been giving you ones, and you're like, wow, how do you know that? Who was the last AFL player to appear in a Super Bowl? And for, you know.
Okay.
Let's say, here's a hint for you. He won in the AFL, lost in the NFL. Super Bowl. Like I said, after the AFL folded, he was on a team that lost. But when he was in the AFL, the team won. So it could say one to two teams, obviously.
Okay. Okay, it wasn't him. It wasn't AFL in the Super Bowl.
Yep. He played. He won a ring as an AFL member in one of the two. Either the Jets and the Chiefs, one of those two. And he was the last one to play in a Super Bowl. Lost it.
I'm trying to get my AFL quarterbacks here. LaMonica, no.
No, he won a Super Bowl as an AFL member.
Okay, and that well, you have only three. There's only three Super Bowls.
There were four.
Okay.
So it could either be the Jets or the Chiefs. Those are the two teams you have the choices because they were the two AFL that won.
Len Dawson, no.
Nope.
Was
it
the Rams?
Nope. You ready for this? You'll never get it.
No.
Jim Blackshoes Turner, the field goal kicker for the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl XII. He was the Jets kicker in Super Bowl III.
I was thinking quarterbacks. God, I didn't get
Because all those kickers and missing extra points. Hey, your Ravens didn't miss an extra point, though.
Didn't matter. I still will not admit the Cowboys are that good because I hate the Cowboys, but they did look good again. And you know, the Ravens didn't play poorly. The Cowboys are actually. It pains me to say it because I loathe the Cowboys, but they're actually looking pretty damn good.
And you know, for three quarters, Ezekiel Elliott wasn't all that effective.
Well, the Raiders got a good defense, and they have the Ravens have a very good defense. Granted, it's not as good as it was back in 2001 with Ray Lewis at all, but their linebacking core is pretty damn good.
No, they're not bad at all. Hey, and they're still in contention. They're probably still in first place.
No, they are in first place. Cincinnati lost again, even though the Steelers won against Cleveland. They're still up. They have the tiebreaker, so they're still up against the men from the Three Rivers area. So, yep, we. You know, is it mediocrity or is it parity in the AFC North?
P-A-R-O-D-Y.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Actually, when Pittsburgh and Cleveland get together, I think of the good old days where every one of those cities' rivers caught fire.
The Pittsburgh's never actually caught fire. That was Philadelphia's that caught fire. The Schuylkill caught fire. Pittsburgh has the Allegheny, the Monongahela, and the Ohio, but they never caught fire. But the Cuyahoga caught fire in Cleveland.
I'm sort of half joking there. I'm sure they were equally polluted at the time.
Pittsburgh's those three rivers were never really all that bad, for reasons I can never understand, considering the industries that are there.
Yeah.
But John Updike had the greatest line about Pittsburgh. He called one time he called it "Hell with the lid taken off." I mean, Updike had some great nicknames for city. He said New York City. He called it Skyscraper National Park. He said Texas is the place where you can look further and see less than any other place on Earth. I mean, how cool is that?
That's really good.
Yeah, I love John Updike. Okay, let's talk a little football here. The Packers. Let's put it this way.
Wow.
I'm being dead serious on this one. If the Packers took on Cleveland would probably put 30 points up on them. I've never seen anything like a Packer team with this kind of defense. I mean, this is so bad, it's like almost like a joke.
Well, they were talking about all the injuries, and, I mean, you still have quality linebackers, but the unfortunate thing is they're old. I mean, if you're going to rely on Peppers and Matthews and a bunch of third stringers, you're done.
Obviously. I mean, this is horrible. I mean, and, you know, the Packers were kind of penciled in to, you know, win the NFC North and make their, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, they lost, by the way, if you haven't figured it out, to the Redskins. It was ugly as well. 42-24, and it wasn't even that close at one time. They made the Redskins look really, really good.
Yeah, and when you mean they were penciled in, the lead broke on the pencil, man. Yeah. I mean, it's just not happening.
You know, here's the thing: if you're Aaron Rodgers and the offensive unit of the Packers, you're going into every game now thinking we have to score 35 points to even have a chance. And here's the thing: most NFL team defenses are not going to give up 35 points. It's not going to happen.
Well, they've given up 40 in at least four games in a row, if I'm correct.
Yeah, something like that. And it's just, I mean, that is just brutal. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing: the Ravens, they won the Super Bowl 35. They went four straight games without scoring a touchdown, and they still won the Super Bowl. So I mean, things can turn around, but I don't know what the hell they have to do to straighten. I mean, they got to hope for bad weather and the other teams like the plane to get lost. I mean, I've never seen any Packer team this bad ever.
And Detroit and Minnesota playing for it on Thanksgiving.
I remember back in the days when the Lions played at Tiger Stadium, or it was called Briggs Stadium back then. You know, it'd be miserable weather, and that's Thanksgiving. See, we used to have a Thanksgiving Day game in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Scranton Central against Scranton Tech, two big schools that were a block from each other. 10 o'clock game that started in the morning, and I remember one year, I think I was a junior in high school. I mean, it blizzard. I mean, there was like a foot and a half of snow on the ground. It was so much fun. We lost 6-0, by the way.
And, you know, the Vikings in the day, man, it's like they were guaranteed a Super Bowl when they played in the open against superior opposition, but it was too cold for them.
I remember the NFC title game in 76. At half, the Vikings were up, I think it was 17-0. And the Rams had the ball like for 20 minutes. 21 minutes. The Vikings had it for like 9. I mean, they had, you know, three times as many yards. They had, you know, the Vikings had like 3 first downs. The Rams had like 15. Four turnovers, though.
was that the one where the Rams drove down the field?
Down to the 6 inches.
The 90-yard kick blocked field goal.
Yeah, Nate Allen blocked Tom Dempsey's field goal after the Vikings. Yeah. Rams stopped him 3 times on the 1, and Bobby Bryant ran it back 94 yards for you.
Yeah.
That's the one. It all comes back.
Yep.
Wow. And, man, all these kickers missing the extra point, man. It reminds me of the good old days of Ali Haji, Sheik, Bjorn Nitmo, and Eric.
Oh, my God. I forgot him. I forgot all about the great Ali Haji. You know, I actually like this now, the fact that, I mean, it was just too automatic. Now you actually have to pay attention.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I don't mind the rule at all.
What else surprised you about this week in the NFL?
I wasn't surprised, but everybody seemed to be, that Tampa Bay knocked KC off.
I wasn't surprised about that. What surprised me big time was, I mean, Buffalo, and they're not a bad team, but they're not that.
No.
I mean, what the hell? Cincinnati at home was held to 12 points?
That was another one of the kicker-affected game because they were within field goal range at the end, but they'd missed two extra points.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, yeah, that, but still only two touchdowns. I mean, that Buffalo defense is not that good.
Well, also, you know, what's amazing, too, is Buffalo cannot put a game away. I mean, it has to come down to the wire. I love Tyrod Taylor. He's entertaining. Really. And he's got he maneuvers almost as well as, I'm trying to think of another quarterback, Russell Wilson, that comes to mind, or Target. I love watching him play, but they just can't seem to punch it in for the Big Seven.
Yeah, that happens. Are you going to be with us again on Thursday, on Thanksgiving night?
I do hope so.
Yeah, we actually do a live show on Thanksgiving for the lonely, unemployable alcoholics who don't have a family.
I'll be drinking my cold duck.
I'm drinking right now. Well, I've been drinking since 1980. Who am I kidding? Yeah.
Okay.
So who are you spending Thanksgiving with during the day?
Let's see. There's only one. I'm debating about whether it's going to be my mom or myself.
Go with the mom thing.
Okay.
I would go with the mom thing, because, you know, see my mom, she has to, like, literally, she's going to have like 15 people at her place. She ends up cooking two turkeys, but she has my sister's restaurant's kitchen to use, so she enjoys that, but she likes putting out a spread. Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot, my friend. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Indeed.
The great Bruce Kessinger, he is, like I said, I don't know if he's an expert, but he knows more than I do, and that's why we put him on the air. He also seems like a nice guy. I have to take him out drinking. 1-800-878-7529. Boys and girls of all ages. For those of you scoring at home, or even if you're alone, which is more than likely, this is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels, from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Ah, now this is a nice... Now this is... Now whoever is in charge of this goddamn show tonight actually used their brains. This is nice, man. Well, Michael Biehn and The Call. Santa Cruz, California. That would be the late Michael Biehn, by the way. Much like the late pigeon that I actually saw die of natural causes. Union Square today. Never saw that before. I didn't think pigeons died in natural causes. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burton. You should thank God you're not. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in the early 90s, early mid-90s, I was doing overnights at the classic rock stations in like Baltimore, Montreal. Doing overnights. I was with CBS News in New York. Yeah, believe it or not, no accounting for poor taste. And especially when you're doing overnights at a classic rock station, yeah, there's always TVs in the studio. And, you know, being a guy, this was during the days of the Girls Gone Wild infomercials. They used to run all night. And we're like, yeah, well, that's usually what I had on in the studio. I mean, you can only smoke so much weed, and then you had to watch something while you're on the radio. But if ever when that went off, there was always the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, GLOW, if you remember them. And it was interesting, especially some of the songs they used to sing. And one of the women who was, I mean, she was good. I mean, I wasn't a huge GLOW guy, but I did dig the show for reasons that are obvious if you're a single straight man or a woman who's into that sort of thing. Cheryl Russa is joining us here on Sports Overnight America. And Cheryl, you know, you were a part of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're going to get to that. I'm more interested in what you're doing now, but I want to apologize to you for bringing back traumatic and the experiences of your youth when I talked about the dead pigeon. You actually, you Oswalded a bird one time when you were in a teenager, you were telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a total vivid picture of it in my head once you talked about the dead pigeon.
Well,
I feel
bad. It's a bad way to start an interview when I'm bringing up the... Evidently you were acquitted or you wouldn't be out of jail by now, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Cheryl Russa joins us. She is in Hollywood, California right now. Of course, I'm in San Francisco. Nowhere near each other, but it's nice to say we're in the same state. The fact that Hollywood or Los Angeles and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state, is absolutely amazing to me. You were a member of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. If you remember that show, it ran from like what, the late 80s through to like the late 90s. I think 2001 it finally went off the air, was it not?
I think it finished in 99, but they had, it was still on a different cities and reruns,
right?
And then we did a pay-per-view too.
I must have missed that one because I worked in radio when I was broke. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Yeah, I was a Lightning the superhero.
That's right, Lightning. And I remember the one. I know this is going to sound weird, and correct me if I'm wrong. I can remember, and this has to be, I want to say somewhere around 1991, maybe 1990, somewhere in there. Did you ever wrestle a chick who went by the name of a woman called MTV?
Yeah, MTV was a
glow
girl.
Okay,
MTV.
So yeah.
Naughty Trouble Vixen, MTV, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, you were getting the hell kicked out of you, and your manager gave you like this like crystal ball, and that's where you got your superpowers or something from. I remember that.
Oh, my God.
That was you. That was you. Okay, that's right. I'm sitting there going, when I was talking to you earlier today.
It recharged me.
That's right. Now I remember, because it was funny. You were on.
Lightning has superpowers. Lightning can
strike twice.
Get yeah, lightning can get energy from like light sockets and stuff like that, and lightning can fly.
Also, yeah, also get it from one of those little balls with the lightning bolts that came out of it that he got at Spencer's for $25, evidently. That's what you're. It was funny. We had truth in advertising here. We had Cheryl on earlier today, lightning, with the No Holds Barred show with Dr. Mike Leno and Pedro Fernandez. And I was sitting there, like, I didn't watch a lot of it. Like I said, most of it was just on, you know, TV in a studio when I was working. And I'm sitting there, why does that name ring a bell? And then when I thought about when you said you had wrestled MTV, because she looked like Cindy Lauper had thrown up on her, if I'm not mistaken. Not, you know, she wasn't an ugly girl, but I'm talking about the outfit.
That was her character, was kind of a Cindy Lauper character, you know? And she actually played keyboards, I think, and had been in some bands, and she had a decent... halfway decent voice, and her performance, she had no problem. She's so languid and just exciting. There's something when somebody comes, something comes natural to them, and that always being her speaking and being in front of a camera is so natural to her.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because if you met me in person, you can't get five words out of me unless I have a buzz going. But you stick a microphone in front of me, either on stage or doing this, I'm like, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm really more interested in what you're doing now, but please let me bring back my youth, as they say. When they introduced you coming into the ring, didn't they cut back to some kind of little short video and you would do this little song about you? Didn't you guys like sing? I mean, because I remember her voice wasn't bad.
We were rapping.
That's right. And poor, if I'm not mistaken, quite poorly.
We rapped at the, it was like the very dawn of rapping. It was pretty bad, but the actual raps themselves, the words in the raps were pretty funny, and they established our characters and who we were. It like said something about,
yep.
You know, the persona that was stepping foot in the ring, and we also did vignettes, when we were wrestling somebody, they would show like a little window, and we'd be insulting the other team. We actually had to sit there and film the insults so they could insert them later.
Right,
on
superimpose
after the
them.
Match.
Yeah, back in the early technology of double bubbles, we used to call them in TV. That's how you used
so much fun. But I tell you, we had to think of something for every single match. Of every single match we ever did, something we could, you know, negative about these girls that we were living with and
friends
and
with,
working with
in some
it was
most
hard,
cases,
you know.
Yeah, although you know what, when you're friends with somebody, some of your best insults are usually thrown at your best friends because you know you're not there, you know they're not going to take it personally. You know, I'm just saying. I want to get to what you're doing, but there is one question in all seriousness. About the days of the Glow Girls. And we're talking with Sherilyn Russo. She was Lightning during the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And right now she falls off buildings and gets punched and thrown from horses for a living now. We'll get to that in a bit. But let me ask you. I mean, I know this is an awkward question to ask. And if I phrase it incorrectly, you can either correct me or give me a second chance. When you were out there and in the ring and with whomever you were wrestling, I mean, let's be honest. Most of the people that were watching this were guys who just like to see women jumping around on top of each other with tights, or women who like that sort of thing too. Did that ever bother you that there was basically a sexist angle to this whole thing, or was that just something that you knew going into the game and you were just okay with it?
It's just something I never thought about. I never thought, oh, I'm going to go on Glow and be sexy. When I saw, now you got to understand. The age of most of the girls were really young, you know. I mean, some of the girls were smarter and a little bit older, but more wise, not smarter. I saw these girls doing, you know, jumping around and wrestling, and I thought, oh, I can do that because I was such a tomboy. I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, like jump off roofs and.
I had a sister like that. We got her help. We did eventually. I have four sisters actually. She turned out somewhat normal, I guess, if you want to say that. But no. So the thought that this was that most of the people that were watching this just totally got off on watching women jump up and down on each other. That really never occurred to you when you got into it.
Not even an inkling. The only thing that occurred to me was I wanted to be on TV and be an actress,
right.
and and I can do athletics, and this is a good way in to do acting, and I'm an athlete, so, and I'm a good athlete, so I figured it would be down my alley, and I was right.
See, I was an athlete. I was an athlete too. I was. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and look what ended up. Look what happened to me.
Hey, all athletes have to figure out they can't be athletes after a while. But I mean, I was my brother's little brother. Basically, if he did something, I'd do something.
Right.
And if he ate shit doing it, then I wouldn't do it.
I'll bleep that out later because I'm on regular radio stations too. But yeah, you know, my sisters never had that problem. They used to just get four individually. I can kick all four of my sisters' asses. Four on one, I was a dead man. I really was. Yeah, I didn't even know I had a bathroom until I was 15. I just thought when it rained, that meant it was my turn to take a shower. I realized.
My brother and I would wrestle, and we would watch wrestling shows.
And recreate them?
No, we would like, oh, we'll wrestle with each other. But when we'd watch, we'd be all, that's real. We'd be all, real, fake. I was just like that, real. Fake.
I do that when I walk down. I do that when I see women walking down Rodeo Drive. I'll point at the, you know, it's real, fake. I'm sorry. That was there. I'm sorry. Cheryl, I'm sorry that one was there. You left out. That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle. That was easy.
As far as I know, back in the glow days, we were 99.9% of us were real.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. And Fred, you did. And you know, I'm looking at a picture of you right now, and you can tell you're an athlete. You're athletic. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have a feminine build about you, but you can tell that you didn't just, you know, walk out of a bakery and jump into the ring. I mean, you could tell that you actually, you know, you had some muscles on you, and you had a really nice build. We're talking to Sherilyn Russo. She was lightning during the glow days. Gorgeous Ladies of Women Wrestling. If you're Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling in English. If you remember that show, it was I enjoyed it. They said it was great. It was something to keep your mind occupied while you were listening to Pink Floyd tunes at 3 a.m. at a classic rock station in Boston. It was good for that.
I just saw a Pink Floyd band today, reenactment band or whatever. They were awesome.
Yeah, I saw it was fun. I saw Pink Floyd. Jeez. I saw them when I was in high school. So I saw the Wall tour when it came to Madison Square Garden. Idea. I was a big Pink Floyd. I still am a huge Pink Floyd guy. I mean, everyone knows if I ever die, just play Us and Them from Dark Side of the Moon, and I'll be a happy camper. Even though I'll be dead, I won't know about it. Hey, listen, we only have about 5 minutes left here, but right now you're working as a stunt woman down in Hollywood land, so to speak. I did look up some of your list, and of course, my computer just completely shut down. Give us a couple of things that you've been in that we should keep an eye out for, that perhaps we would get to see you fall from someplace where we think it's somebody else.
Well, most recently, I was in a movie called Night Stalker, about the Night Stalker. Remember the guy?
Richard Ramirez, who passed away of natural causes in San Quentin here within the last couple of years, sure.
Yes, I was in that, doubling a little girl. And
How tall are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm barely 5 feet. I'm just under 5 feet.
Ah, so I'm about a foot taller than you. Okay, I'm just under 6 feet. I'm 6'3 in heels. That's what I tell people. I'm 6'3 in heels. So
6'3 in heels.
Yeah, that's what I tell everyone. Now, go ahead. So you're in Night Stalker. You're playing. Well, you know, it's funny. Eileen Dietz. I don't know if you know who she is. She's an actress. She was in The Exorcist. She a small woman like yourself, a spinner as we used to call you, but she doubled she doubled for Linda Blair in some of the more adult things that were done during the filming of The Exorcist. It's actually an actress named
she was a body double.
Yeah, she was a body double, and she's been in other things too. She played God, I can't remember her name now. Leslie Van Houten in the first Manson movie. She was a pretty successful actress, but yeah, she was small. I said she was like 27 at the time. I think Linda Blair was 12. And you didn't want to see a 12-year-old masturbating with a crucifix in real life, so you got a 27-year-old to do it. That's how that works. So anyway, continue with your resume if you don't mind.
Well, there's a show called Gordimer Gibbons, A Life on Normal Street. Gordimer Gibbons. It is on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And
that would be a great name for a great name for a racehorse, wouldn't it? Gordimer Gibbons. That'd be a great name for a racehorse. Yeah, really.
It's just an oddball name, right?
Yeah, well, no, it would be.
It's a kid's show, but it's not like Disney. I mean, it gave lessons and stuff, but it wasn't the way the shows are nowadays where it's all about fashion or sex or innuendo. It's a good show. It's got great high ratings on Amazon. I did 3 or 4 episodes. I was a Grim Reaper.
Nice.
I was.
Well, you're too poor. You're
doubling
too...
her on horseback on another one. She gets run away and almost stomped in the stall by a horse.
You're too pretty. You're too pretty to be a Grim Reaper.
Well,
you are.
I had the hoodie with the sickle. You know, kind of.
There you go.
Anyway, and then I doubled. In an episode where they actually go back into like an old TV show. And it was pretty much a mock of Batman and Robin, the warehouse fights they used to have with all the
guys. Oh, yeah, and Sock Boom Pow, yeah, Burt Ward and Adam West, yeah.
They dressed me like Lois Lane, and I was basically Robin running around beating up a bunch of thugs.
Lois Lane was Superman. That's okay. I always get them confused, too.
Basically, but it was a blast. It reminded me of Glow. We had all these props and real bubblegum and fun, and that you can catch. It's on,
Amazon.
It's on Amazon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'm past my bedtime.
I'm paying attention. At least I'm paying attention, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
But that's my most recent stuff. But
all right, thanks to Cheryl Russo, former Glow Girl, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. It's 5 minutes before the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now, kids. By the way, Dudley Do Right's horse's name? Horse. True story. This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rabbit.
So he's got that going for him. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Lazy about that, though. Just like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. NFL action. Buffalo 16-12 over Cincinnati. Minnesota ends their four-game losing streak, 30-24 over Arizona. Giants 22-16 over Chicago. Tennessee beaten by Indy, 24-17. Tampa set 19-17 over Kansas City. Pittsburgh 24-9 over Cleveland. Dallas 27-17 over my Ravens. Damn it. Elsewhere in the NFL, it was Detroit 26-19 over Jacksonville. Miami 14-10 over the Rams. New England smoked San Francisco 30-17. Seattle 26-15 over Philadelphia in your Sunday night game. Washington squeaks by Green Bay 42-24. This update was brought to you by the Pro-Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal for the Pro-Hammer Bat. Those idiots at the USA Network. Next with the news, this is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.